You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Go Plug Yourself. We've been talking to awesome people in Montreal since 2011. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to be buying anything on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, go to 9to5.cc first and click the links at the bottom or in the sidebar so that we get a bit of that money. Also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and enjoy the show.
Go plug yourself. You plug in mother plugger. Go plug yourself.
Talking about is Kratz Creatures.
I don't want to be here now.
I
don't want to be
it's
here
not
later.
It's and it was also not Kratz because you. Were the
it was Kratz fucking creatures, and yeah. Then Zaboomafu.
Oh my god!
Anyway, why are we?
So we're talking about Sid and Marty Krofft, who they had a whole string of shows where they had like big people in like mascot outfits, and
again,
they,
sounds exactly like Zaboomafu.
They got like weirder and weirder, and they culminated in the absolute weirdness of H.R. Puff and stuff. Which
nice.
Was literally a kid named Timmy who had played with his magic flute, right? And then subsequently was transported to a magical land where H.R. Puff stuff was the mayor, and then there was a bad guy named Witchy Poo who wanted to steal.
Was it a variant on the Mozart piece? Or
yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, they also... Bugaloos. Bugaloos was a Sid and Marty Krofft thing. It was a huge...
Bugaloos. Sounds vaguely familiar.
I think it was like when they were like... When putting people in giant life-size
Did you
animals,
say pudding people?
Pudding people.
Pudding people?
Yeah, people made of pudding. When putting people in giant life-size, like building elaborate sets and putting people in like big life-size animal costumes was somehow like a comparable budget to making a cartoon. Like that's like it's like from that era.
Nice.
They were just sort of like, I think it might just be cheaper to build this fantasy playland.
Yeah. We're all fans of Welcome to Pooh Corner.
No.
Is that your next movie? Or?
That was like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah? Live action?
Live action.
It must be terrible.
As
did
a kid,
you,
it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen.
Did you bid on getting
the rights?
Did you bid on getting the director credit for that one? Or?
Did I what?
Did
I
you bid on getting the production credit on that one?
Oh, yeah. I tried.
you had a... So, apparently, we discovered today that Adam Ryder... Who is our guest? Is I guess a masochist or something? Because after last time, where Walter was like, "I just
what happened?" I remember the last Adam Ryder episode to be a stellar.
Are we on now? Or
Andy,
are we,
yeah.
The thing is that he didn't tell me that the show started.
Oh, Adam didn't know the show started.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm just sitting here on a couch in front of an open laptop with my goddamn
well,
headset
Keith is
on.
Video games.
What can we possibly be talking about?
Music so
what are we talking about? Crash Creek? Yes, the fucking podcast started.
It was no like.
I was
hey,
just about to say.
To
I was just about to say that the last episode we did together was great. Completely conflict-free, as I recall, and that you know, I wanted to say actually that if there was any issue last time, I'm actually sorry. I'm sorry. I just want to say that, Keith. Are you hearing this for the record?
Yeah. It's,
if there
it's
was
on
issue,
the internet now.
If
so.
There was an issue last time, any kind of if it was conflict or if there was if it was a little if the, the you know the whole the little mood that I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're such a jerk. I'm sorry you can't take a joke. I'm sorry that, you know, you don't know how to do a podcast
well,
without being able to
back,
properly
Adam Ryder.
And efficiently plug your shit, Adam Ryder. So, seriously, though, how you doing? Good?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Can I get your beer or something? Or?
I thought that maybe I should come back to, for a number of reasons, but maybe one to, like, give you an opportunity to be less of a dick.
I've been so mellow the last few podcasts, too.
But
been
clearly, clearly, I made a terrible error.
No, it's okay.
And
it's
somehow
fine.
I'm
it's
back.
A, I'm in a pretty stellar
and,
mood, actually.
So this is exciting. This is exciting because, because I'm assuming I'm going out on a limb here, and I'm assuming that you're here to try to drum up money for your opus.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah,
is
sure.
that it? Is
like, this, like you need a bus fare next month and. You
uh-huh. Yeah, my opus pass.
Adam needs to take the bus, people. He literally walked here. He walked to the apartment today.
That's
I think
right.
That whole story about you missing the bus was cover for you not being able to afford
they call
the bus.
Me Mr. Holland.
Mr. Holland?
Is that a...
Holland's Opus.
Is that a, is that a, is he not Mr. able Holland. To afford the bus in that movie?
No, Mr. Holland.
The Mr. Holland's Opus from the movie Mr. Holland.
You remember with Richard
Opus.
Dreyfuss?
Where? How did we get to that though?
Well, we were talking about Opus card, and he said that
Mr. Holland's up there. It is.
This is
try to keep.
Well, it really doesn't fire on all cylinders before like 6 p.m., which I can only imagine is not a fucking boon to his career. Like, I work 9 to 5, and I really don't start.
Now,
when fucking we're talking
about
all
cylinders, I mean, like, what size of an engine are we talking about here?
A six.
Six? Yeah, that's probably right then. Six at six is what I say the way I cry.
Yeah, exactly.
Six p.m. All six, all cylinders are firing. Adam in full on Adam Ryder takedown mode.
You could do a half decent job in four cylinders.
You know, Mainline's gonna be crazy today, right?
What do you mean?
Because they're doing the lottery later today, so it's probably going to be like...
Oh, yeah, no, they're doing it before I...
That's probably not going to be that crazy, actually.
I'm actually getting there after it's done.
I got tired of what we were talking
about. Why don't you just... Okay, we need to like, pretend that our listeners know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
By the way,
we're just going to press start mid-conversation.
Today, we're live from Keith's studio...
Apartment.
Thanks. Sorry, Colt.
Yeah.
I say sorry, Colt. Like, one, he's listening to this. Two, he cares. Three, he's listening to this.
Yeah, he definitely is, though. He's a listener. Okay, so Adam Ryder's here, and you're trying to drum up money, support actors for your latest project.
I'm trying to drum up money and actors? Wait, is that what you said?
I said money, support, and actors.
Money, support, and actors,
he's trying
yes.
to drum up some money actors.
If for whatever reason casting is not done when this comes up in about 2 weeks, like, and you think that you have what it takes, contact Adam.
That's right.
if for whatever reason casting is not done.
Some super money, like you need some super money actors.
I need some super money actors. Actually, we need money for actors.
Did you put out like a Craigslist post or something? Not a Craigslist.
Yeah,
but,
a bunch of posts.
He's kickstarting.
And in it, did it say like qualifications required for actors? And it just says money. Quote. Like, and it's like, dude, are you saying that you want paid act or like the actors will only work for money? I'm like, no, I want you. To be money.
You'll be money from, like, from
money.
Swingers, right?
Be, yeah.
Yeah.
You're so fucking money.
Be so money.
You're that's, so money.
That's it.
I have a question.
Can I swear on this podcast?
Absolutely. You've been on this show before. I guarantee you we've sweared.
Is it okay if I swear?
I certainly swear about you in every other podcast.
Oh.
We have a new we have a new segment that we tag up every podcast, being like Walter shoots on.
Walter remembers that one time we had Adam Ryder on.
There's
he just rants about it.
I encourage listeners to go back and listen to it and know that there is nothing that I did that had antagonized, other than saying I don't really like wrestling. Yet for some reason I have become the arch nemesis of this show. And for some reason, I asked to come back on the show.
Exactly. We didn't even... Yeah.
Oh, man.
Were you like thinking, maybe we should have Adam back on the show? We probably shouldn't ask him. And then when I asked, you were like, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
grudge
I
match.
Guess.
I think that no matter how this podcast goes down, there'll have to be a third one. Because it'll be
the blow-up.
Best 203 podcast.
That was
podcasts.
A shoot. The first two times.
I came here fully prepared to wave a white flag. And then 4 seconds into the podcast starting, Walter takes his shirt off. And
it's
he's on the ropes.
I really don't like Walter sitting on my couch without a shirt. I have a nice leather couch.
It's weird.
I put on some antiperspirant before I came here.
Some?
Seriously, could you put your shirt back on?
It's actually margarine.
Oh, that's not antiperspirant. This is why I don't go to the gym with you,
staring at your, like, giant nipples is... It's really it's weird. Yeah,
giant nipples and oddly hairless chest.
Yeah,
yeah. It's kind of like
considering the amount of hair on his face, there's very little hair on his chest.
I feel like we have similar amounts of facial hair, Adam. I'm looking over at the consistency of your beard. I deal with consistency issues or fullness. I feel like there's some patchy elements. I feel you're dealing. I don't want to be.
I'm growing mine in. This is what a beard looks like when you're growing it in. Yours is what a beard looks like when you've tried to grow one in.
Oh,
and that's
shit.
That's the difference.
Beard
is
heat.
That I
was extending an olive branch there, Adam.
That was not an olive branch.
It was
that
an
was
olive
the.
Branch. It was. I was trying to bond
was
with you over similar beard consistencies.
That's not
but
how you do it, Walter.
You.
Walter,
and
I'm
going
to school you a little bit on what it means to be polite and nice.
Oh, cool.
And that. Is not it.
Politeness. Lessons with Adam Ryder. Go. Lesson one.
You just extend some sort of courteousness towards somebody, and that's usually half the battle.
You don't need to compare it to yourself. You can be like, hey, I see you're growing in a beard. Hope it looks good. Don't be like, hey, I see you're growing in a beard. What do you think of the beard that I am growing?
No, I say, hey, your beard's kind of shitty, like my beard's shitty, too.
Yeah,
so
that's still
even worse.
That's
it's
not
commiseration.
Good. You're trying to include me in your misery.
Exactly.
Which
I think is kind of nice. In my mind, that's a nice thing. I don't know.
I like my misery. It's good.
Maybe it's a small step towards something better than...
When was the last time you... When were you on? I was trying to figure out that timeline. Trying to figure out if I was pissed off at you for shitting on wrestling before or after I went
Paul
on.
Paul Bearer had just died.
You got me at a bad time. That's
Paul
why.
Paul Bearer had just died, and he was about to go to WrestleMania. Like, he was about to do, like, a 10-hour road trip to get to WrestleMania.
It's not a 10-hour road trip. It's like a fucking 6-hour drive. You ever drive to New Jersey or New York?
Yeah.
It's not that bad a drive.
No, it's a nice drive.
It gets a little... Well, you have to say New York is nice. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yonkers.
No one drives through Yonkers.
Schenectady, going through Saratoga.
Catskills.
I have a great story about getting lost.
Anyway, it's
lost
not fucking 10-hour drive. It's a 6-hour drive. If you book it, it's 6 hours.
Remember that time you were about to tell a story and then he talked over you?
He was talking over me. He was like, you guys are like, he's accusing me
of
driving 10 hours.
Don't let me be the one to separate the two of you, specifically Walter.
Anyway, here's maybe why I can tell you why I think it's a 10-hour drive, because I'm wrong. And I got...
Frequently are.
We drove overnight trying to get into New York City, and like we just fucking took terrible turns and terrible choices. The two guys in the back seat were on acid, and we didn't have a map. So we literally drove around upstate New York for like 3 or 4 hours on our trip to trying to get to New York City. And we got terribly lost. And it was super funny, because you know when you're driving and you're just like focused and you're like taking left turns and right turns, that you're like doing it by feel? Like, I don't know if that ever...
Yeah.
It's a very bad place to be in when you're in fucking the middle of upstate New York and you're just like, I feel this is vaguely south.
But there's only one road. You just stay on the road.
Oh, no, we were off that.
You were off the road and trying to get back to the main road?
Yeah, we were way off the interstate. But I was like, I feel that we shouldn't, like, backtrack. We should just keep going south, and eventually we'll just figure this out. And, like, we came in from such a weird way, too. Like, we came in from below New York City, ultimately.
Where were you coming from?
Montreal. But we circumvented
New York. Okay, I thought you meant like you were traveling to get to New York from underneath.
No.
But, like, how did you took Maine all the way down to,
no,
like
we passed New York and some
swam
stupid fucking...
and then ended
right?
up...
Went to New York by ways of Philadelphia.
Sort of. Like, pretty much. Like, I don't know where the fuck we ended up, but, like, we ended up... I was like, this feels wrong. And, like, we're coming into New York from...
So did you enter, like, New York via Coney Island?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, like actually swam up on the beach.
If there's a way to enter New York, it's through Coney Island. That's
very
awesome.
Hard to do, though.
Well, it's hard to do for Montreal. There's some effort involved.
Coney
there's
Island's
like an extra
awesome.
Hour and so.
Yeah. And the best part is like I remember at one point my buddy John from the other podcast was like he was sitting there reading. You remember the Sounds of Science Beastie Boys the 2-disc set?
Yeah.
Like it was like
no. It's
it's awesome. They do all kinds of weird covers and shit.
It's like a best of, but with a lot of rarities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
rarities and B-sides and shit like that, you know?
Like, they're also with their best of, but it's like 40 tracks, it's like 2 discs. So it's like 20 tracks of legitimate Beastie Boys best of, and then 20 tracks of, like, really hard-to-find stuff.
Yeah.
It's a cool...
Interesting.
Cool concept.
Them doing Benny and the Jets.
Yeah, they do the Benny and the Jets with Biz Markie.
Yeah, Biz Markie. It's great.
Nice.
It's a very weird cover. Biz Markie does not know a lot of the lines to Benny and the Jets other than the
how does
Benny
and
the Jets?
I don't think I know that song.
Hey, you.
It's on the scene. There you go. You got
Benny and
the Jets.
Oh, my God. My ears have bled all over your couch.
Not the first time either.
No. Anyway, yeah.
It is, because he's not been to this apartment before, as I learned.
Yeah.
Because before Keith fucked up on buzzing you in, and I was like,
Walter.
I'm like, what is he doing? Like, has he not know how to get here? He's like, he's never been here before. I'm like, but I thought he was like your best friend. And
yeah,
Walter doesn't know how to work a buzzer. So anyway, there's a very big... There's like a big
that was booklet. Me who answered the first time, by
there's
the way.
There's a big booklet, the one who did not buzz you in. There's a very big booklet full of, like, photos and cool pictures and stuff of the Beastie Boys. So while I'm driving, like, I kept, like, in the periphery, saw the person in the passenger seat or the co-pilot seat, like, having something in front of him and, like, reading it intently. So I was like, oh, it's a map. He's going to get us out of this. And then, like, an hour later, I, like, look over and I'm like, no, that's the liner notes for a CD.
Is this John Luckman?
Yeah.
So on acid. He was on acid?
No, he wasn't on acid. The
no.
guys in the back were on acid.
So can we just say for the record that John Luckman took acid?
No.
That's so funny.
Misattribute the wrong drugs to
but yeah,
people.
It's just kind of like, I'm like, oh, he'll chime in with the, he'll figure this out, and I look over and he's like, so the Beastie Boys recorded this. I was like, what the fuck have you been doing for the past hour? He's like, reading this.
I once took a road trip to Vermont to go see the Kids in the Hall, And
worth it.
I went
which is
with,
weird, going to the States to go see Kids in the
yeah,
Hall.
Yeah, well, because they weren't doing it was like a one-off show.
Fuck them.
And so we left, me and my friend Erica had left Montreal in rush hour traffic, and we're on the highway going down there, and I was like, okay, and at the time I didn't have a license, and she was driving, and I was like, okay, well, let me see your map that you drew. And she like, and she gives it to me, and this is what the map looked like. There was a circle that said Montreal, and then there was a line, and then an intersecting line that said the border.
Nice.
And then the line continued, not the interest of the original line continued until there was a circle that said Vermont, and there was like a highway number on each of those lines, and that was it. And I was like, what? How? What?
I
and
always...
so by the time when we actually got there, by the time we got in, this is literally we sat down in our chairs and the Kids in the Hall came on stage and we're like, thank you, good night. We were so late that we missed the whole show.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
That's what you're going specifically for?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you missed that sucks.
We missed the entire show. They came back and did like an encore skit, so we saw one skit.
That really sucks.
Worth it.
That really sucks.
It was pretty, that one skit was pretty good, but it totally sucked. and then we got our car towed.
I feel like this is a
you
thing.
You got your car towed?
Yeah, because we parked illegally.
Oh, my God.
We were like,
so you could get the one skit. Because you were in such a fucking rush.
Yeah,
you're just
we
like, ah, you're like parked.
We actually saw the car. The it was like getting pulled up onto the tow truck, and we ran over, and we had to like pay off the truck driver to let the car down.
Sketchy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then were you staying in Vermont, or were you driving back?
No,
that
we
night?
Were just. It was just like a one-off.
Good
so
God.
We had to drive back.
Oh my God.
So you drove there, watched a single Kids in the Hall.
So what's the drive to Vermont? How long is that?
I don't remember.
It's only 2 hours.
Without, depending on where you are.
Yeah, it's probably about 2, maybe 3 hours, depending.
So driving 6 hours to go see actually WrestleMania and staying there for the weekend,
12.
Or driving like, what would you say, like 4.5 hours to not go see Kids in the Hall?
I think it's more than 6 hours to get to New York.
Absolutely, it's more than 6 hours.
No, man.
No, because you were doing like 150 the whole time, I feel. Like, based on your story of 6 hours to Jersey. And, like,
on minimal sleep. Because I was doing the movie at the time.
Drinking a lot of NOS.
Drinking lots of NAS. I booked that drive, and I was the only person driving, and I got there, man, and I just started drinking. As soon as I was out of the car, I was like, fuck this noise. Because, like, you get lost in that New Jersey Turnpike bullshit. Like,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, like, you ever drive around there?
Yeah.
That sucks. Like,
I saw Slenderman on the New Jersey Turnpike.
That's where he lives. So
people
actually.
Getting thrown out of John Malkovich's head onto the New Jersey
Turnpike. Yeah, that's
it sucks, man. Like, you get so easy to get lost because, like, when you're getting off. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, it was so stressful, and then I'm just like, and I had this huge bottle of bourbon in the car. And I'm like, I know it's there. And I'm like, I want to be drinking that bourbon like fucking now.
That was also incentive for you driving
faster. I'm like, we got to get this fucking drive done.
How many were you with?
I was just with me and a buddy,
okay.
And he can't drive because he's like useless as shit. So
Nick Bucci.
It's
brutal. I drove from Montreal to the
Fog
Jersey Lip? Shore and then back, not in one night, like it was over the course of like a few days. And on the way back, it was like I had left really – I went to see a friend of mine in New York. And so by the time I left New York City, it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm traveling through the night through the mountains of upstate New York.
The Appalachians.
And you start to get hypnotized by the road. So it feels like – I don't know if you – have you ever been hypnotized by the road?
Nighttime hypnosis?
It happens
real fast.
Yeah, it happens real fast. And it feels like the car is staying still, but the road is moving.
Yeah.
And so it's very hard to like – keep an eye on the road.
To be a movie,
so you have to like move
your. You can reach out the window and take a cup like they do in tape ads.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then just put it back.
So I kept pulling over to the side of the road, sleeping for 20 minutes, getting back on the road, like waiting for my eyes to adjust, and driving for as far as I can, as fast as I could, while I still had control over the car. And then once I felt my eyes doing that funny thing, I would pull over again, sleep for another 20 minutes, and it was brutal. I got home pretty early in the morning.
I can imagine that
was like
probably a nightmare.
Yeah,
like,
it sucked. It sucked.
I would have slept more than 20 minutes. I would have just been like, I'm going to do a 2-hour nap.
I think I had to work the next day or something, so I had to be home, so I had to like push through it. So I was just like, I knew I couldn't be on the road when my eyes were all wonky, but I couldn't spend the night on the side of the road, so
right.
I kept like,
I don't know.
It was
in those situations I might have bailed on work. Like every now and then you're just like super fucked and doing a lot of driving. I remember there was one time where I drove to like Montreal to Pembroke, Ontario, worked a shift in Pembroke, Ontario. Pembroke, Ontario is about maybe an hour and a half past Ottawa. Worked a shift of work, then from Pembroke to Toronto, which is not. Still pretty far because you're going the wrong way when you're going up to Ottawa, right? So it's not as like you're like, oh, it's still in Ontario. No, it's pretty far still. Then was in Toronto for like a couple days and then drove straight down to New York from Toronto. like, and then back up tomorrow. It was, like, just so much driving. I was, like, I lived in my car for a week just because I was...
Wow.
Like, it was shitty.
Met Grumpy's the other day, and there's a dude. I don't know where
this
he's from.
This is a cool... I want to say he's from
the West Coast, maybe?
Okay.
Like, maybe, I don't know. And he was talking to his buddy, and I swear to God, multiple times I overheard this guy referring to Detroit. I'm pretty sure he was referring to Detroit, pronouncing it as Detroit.
Detroit.
Like, I think he was from, like, Detroit. So, you know, it was different.
That's how they pronounce it in Detroit.
It's different there.
It's not Detroit like Robocop. It's Detroit. It's another city.
It's a whole other city.
That's why there's Detroit and there's Detroit.
There's Detroit.
It's spelled slightly differently.
Detroit.
There's two dots over the
what
T.
Was it?
An umlaut.
What were the actual friends of the podcast? Fogpiss is what we...
Fogpiss.
Yeah.
Friends of Go Plug Yourself, Fogpiss. So, Fogpiss. Fogpiss
Adam
Ryder.
Is what
Adam
Ryder is not.
Fog...
That was great because, like, unfortunately,
Adam started to cheer.
Adam's sad face won't pick up in audio. He was like, "Yeah,"
his hands were in midair.
Shit. So thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, so this.
So
movie.
Why are you going to Mainline?
Why am I going
Tell
to mainline?
You're trying to cast your lead.
I'm trying to cast the lead of this short that I'm trying to make. We're shooting in December.
You should do it here, and then I could help you cast.
I feel like that would be filthy.
It's got a big, nice white leather couch to cast on.
You flexible?
How flexible?
So when are you filming?
So we're filming it in December, the 20th to the 22nd.
What is it? Is it like a Christmas film or...?
Yes. No. It's just a film that doesn't take place at Christmas time, for the actual production of it.
Do you hope to have it out for Christmas? Or?
No, it definitely won't be. It won't be ready.
Wow, because he's going to finish editing in 2 days.
Oh, I mean, if you tried.
No, there's no way.
Okay. If you were really good.
If you were a real filmmaker. Well, actually, the truth is, here's an interesting story. The last movie that I made, Kate Westerson Attempts to Feel Better, I was trying to make this movie. And I was trying to get it into the Just for Last Festival, and I know a guy who programs for that festival, and he didn't say I would get into it, but it's a good connection to have, and I kind of wanted to get it in, right. And I had set up all these things to make happen, and then my van crapped out, and the whole thing fell apart, and it was a nightmare. So I was like, okay, I guess I can't make the movie because it won't be ready for this deadline.
Right.
And then a week before... How did it go? Oh, yeah. Sorry. So I was supposed to go on tour for like 3 weeks with this band. And then a week before I was going on tour, I was talking to my friend. And I was like, yeah, man, it's too bad about this movie. You know, like I wasn't able to get it in on time. And he's like, well, if you get it finished, then, let me see it. Well, he's not guaranteeing me a spot. Like, I don't want to imply that he's letting my movie just come in. But, like, you know, he's like, if it's ready, let me see it. And I'm like, really? Like, you'll still look at it? He's like, yeah. So I had a week to get this movie done, and so I put everything together within 3 days. We shot it on one day, and I edited it overnight and brought it and basically sent it in the next day, the day before I left for tour. So he said I had 3 weeks to do it, but I was leaving for tour in like a few days.
Like 3 days.
So I, bam, I did it. So I did shoot that movie and like get it all out in like a couple days, and it did.
Did you channel the spirit of Emeril Lagasse?
I did. Bam! And then, and actually that movie's doing really well. It just won an award, which is pretty exciting.
I saw this on Facebook.
Yeah, it's my first award ever.
What was it? Tell us.
Besides the participation one.
Yeah.
Participation.
It won Best Short Dramedy at the St. Louis... is it St. Louis? Now I don't remember.
Which is actually a pretty passive-aggressive award to win if you were hoping for it to be like a straight drama, right?
Yeah, but no, it's a comedy. It's a comedy,
right.
But it's I'm trying to remember if it was the Atlanta. It was the Atlanta Underground Film Festival, not St. Louis. It's playing in St. Louis on Tuesday.
So they only show like in mines and stuff, or
the only what?
They only show like in mine shafts and stuff.
Sewers.
Yes.
Bunkers.
That's the best place for... Because it's dark.
Bomb shelters.
Underground films, right?
Underground films.
This is how I understand underground films work.
So like laser... Ta-
The Danger Room.
Danger Room.
The X-Men's Danger Room, dangerous. I believe,
that's
is
exactly
underground.
How it's shown. You have to fight for your life while watching the
next
movie.
To the X-Wing.
And then this is...
but this one will take longer to edit and do all kinds of things, because it's a lot more ambitious.
So, do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure.
Now that we've like shot the shit for like 25 minutes, do you want to talk about the thing you came here to talk about?
Sure. Nope. I get to plug myself?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so this is...
Well, there was about to just start talking over you.
So this is, okay. I'm preparing myself for this. But.
Steeled yourself. You were like shadow boxing this morning. Yeah. You're like, you can get on a podcast with Walter. So this movie is called?
So the movie is called Remain Calm.
Okay.
And it's about this woman who has the shakes. So kind of like Tourette's or some kind of disease that causes her hands to twitch and shake.
Okay.
And she is in this hotel and she ends up getting really frustrated and breaks this mirror.
Okay.
And then she's taking care of her hand, and she kind of slowly realizes that her hand stopped shaking after that incident happened. And so she kind of eventually, through a series of smaller events, starts to realize that by being violent, it actually stops her hands from shaking. And then chaos ensues once she realizes that violence is the cure.
Crazy.
Yeah, it should be really fun. Lots of destruction, and the ending is going to be pretty shocking, I believe.
Okay. Like M. Night Shyamalan.
Actually. How shocking will it be?
It'll be really shocking. Kind of like how shocking your bare chest with those giant nipples are.
Right. Still have the shirt off.
Thank you for that. So if you're raining on shocks of Bruce Willis's ghost to the aliens are afraid of water. What? Where is
well,
the
it's
shock?
Not okay. Well, the thing is not a, it's
not
a twist.
It's just a shock.
It's just a shock. It's just an intense ending.
What about Pi? The film Pi, where he just drills his head open.
I would also like on a scale of like something to Pi.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant Pi the industrial.
Exactly on a scale of 0 to 3.14.
I thought you meant the industrial video put out by the big pie industry.
No.
Yeah.
On a scale of homemade apple pie to Pi the movie.
Right.
It's probably about a 7.
Makes sense. I dig it. That sounds shocking.
Apple being 10, strawberry rhubarb being a close 9.
Okay, so the 7 would be like cherry,
banana
without
cream,
a whole lot of cherries.
Banana cream. Who likes banana cream? Does anybody like banana
that's
cream pie?
That's a 2.
Yeah,
that's a definite 2. That's an under 5.
Yeah. My supreme pie is a key lime pie.
Key lime pie. Well, it depends where it's made.
That's your shocking pie?
Well, that's my best pie.
Sometimes you go to key lime pie, and it just looks like green. It just looks like green lemon meringue pie, which I don't think.
What about shepherd's pie? Where would shepherd's pie?
Shepherd's pie is not an actual pie, FYI.
It's a casserole.
What if it was made in a circle?
Then it would be a fucking circular casserole. God damn it!
What about a?
Does he have something else to plug? Or
what about a
like...
meat pie?
I'm not even gonna like talk to him now. I'm just gonna talk to you about just
ask,
it. In the third
ask,
person.
Ask him if he
ask
has
him,
something
ask
else
him if he's done yet.
Yeah, here's the other thing is that I am actually starting a podcast. It's exactly the same as this one, except Walter isn't in it.
Hey, cool. Now.
Do you want to be in it?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Maybe you'll finally learn how to plug something.
So then in my podcast, we'll actually interview our guests.
Ooh,
and not just play Candy Crush.
I'm not playing Candy Crush. Am I playing Candy Crush? Am I playing Candy
Crush? Yes, you totally are playing Candy Crush.
Turns the phone off.
Am I playing Candy Crush right now? Am I playing Candy Crush right now? Fuck you.
Do you play Candy Crush?
I played it once and had to stop.
Yeah,
I thought it would be really addictive. Too much after the one time?
Yeah. I don't believe that it's like everyone's like, every level can be beaten without like extra lives. I'm like, bullshit.
No, that's true, dude.
I think it's bullshit. I think that there's like...
It's the gelatinous cube for Wayne's World. Do you remember that? In Wayne's
I'm up to
World,
level
the
like
first Wayne's World, there was the guy who owned the arcade,
yeah.
And he created a game called the Gelatinous Cube that you couldn't. It was they programmed it so it was impossible to get past level 3, and so it was like people would just keep putting quarters into the machine trying to beat it.
I think you get past, but I think it's like you need to try some levels 10 times before a workable. Excuse me.
No.
Super professional.
No.
Before a workable solution comes up.
No, man, because there's like a random element to it and shit. Like, and you could get like sometimes you could just get lucky with some power ups that will occur naturally without investing any more money. I'm at level 217. I know this.
Oh my god, I'm not saying you need to put in money because the thing is your timer will refill over time. But anyway, whatever.
There's like an algorithm that they programmed into it that it'll only allow you to beat the game after you've tried it 10 times in a row.
Yeah, exactly. And be that 10 times through waiting for your little meter to recharge or 10 times through paying money 10 times.
Yeah.
I really feel that if I were to make that game, that's how I would do it. Like, yeah. I would make people waste their time or their money.
And I'm people get super addicted to Megaopolis.
I'm just going to say you're wrong. So.
Okay, that's cool.
It's like SimCity, but for the phone.
I was disappointed.
It's similar
but
to it.
Was
it.
Like, if it was SimCity for the phone, I'd be like, yes, I really want to play this Megaopolis.
It's like the
game.
AC/DC.
I was thinking of
there's like a
white,
there's like a mini there's like a mini game where like where you're Marv and you're just driving around like holding the guy's face in concrete but you got to like
yeah,
avoid
like,
obstacles and shit and it's just like driving
that
around
would be
like,
awesome
yeah,
yeah no that would also
game,
be awesome
yeah, it's like,
exactly and
yeah.
then you can play as Kevin and like fucking you have to like make a delicious meal of a person
mm-hmm.
because he's a cannibal there's a lot of good
you know what's
kind of
weird
delicious.
Is I knew we were talking about Sin City but then you said play as Kevin and for some reason I just wanted to Kevin McAllister from fucking Home Alone.
Is that the only Kevin you know?
I have a cousin named Kevin.
So you went to instead the one from
Kevin
Home
McAllister from Home Alone. You see Home Alone, Adam?
I have, yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Classic. I only discovered recently that black and white film that he watches doesn't exist.
Not real. Angels with Dirty Souls?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a mashup. It's like a hypothetical mashup of like three other like
yeah exactly.
Gangster
that's it, but it's
movies.
Like that's all original footage that they filmed
yeah.
just for Home Alone.
And they did it again for the second one.
Yeah.
That's a cool fact.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was just kind of like, I was like, really?
It doesn't make much sense either, because you'd think that, like, you know, fucking John Hughes and, well, I don't know the studio behind them, they probably Warner Brothers. I don't
yeah,
know. Like, John, fucking John Hughes production, they could have secured the rights to use, like 2 seconds or, like, 10 seconds of footage from, like, a 1930s gangster
yeah, exactly.
movie.
There was
any of which are in the public domain, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if the cost was the problem, but yeah. I think that... I mean, if they made it, they probably tailored it to fit the script exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess.
Which is awesome. That's a really cool fact.
I was like, I kind of want to see, like...
Because think of the detail. Think of the B-team who had to... Your job on the film is to make that fake movie.
Like a 1930s fucking gangster movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a whole other...
The more I think about it, the more respect I have. I already liked Home Alone. I thought it was a really great, fun movie for kids. More or less. Yeah. But... Yeah, yeah, that's an awesome fact.
I was like, that must have been a really weird shoot. Huh. You're like, what are you shooting? Home Alone. But it's like, you come back here, you filthy animal. Like, yeah. No, this is Home Alone, trust me. They're like, you guys are all in a period piece, and it's... no, this is Home Alone.
That's super cool.
It's the B-team for Home Alone.
Huh. I wish I was hired to...
Not playing Candy Crush right now, by the way.
No, you're texting.
I'm texting
other
text.
People.
Just texting the quick text.
Oh, you're just checking the text.
Keith has had his phone fucking open for half the goddamn podcast.
This is the controller.
Yeah, it's a
the
phone.
Audio.
It's like a kind
that's
of
a
phone.
I'm pretty sure that's a controller.
It's a kind of phone.
Nope.
No,
other weird facts.
It calls the TV.
It's a kind of phone.
Unrelated to film, this is a fact that I read recently. Do you know that before he played in the NBA, Wilt Chamberlain played a single season for the Harlem Globetrotters? His first year as a professional basketball player was for the Harlem Globetrotters in, like, 1957.
That's awesome.
Super weird, too. I was like, what the fuck?
Here's the interesting fact, is that I auditioned to be in the Harlem Globetrotters.
You know, on the Washington Generals?
No. The actual Harlem Globetrotters.
Well, you were like, I could do it.
They recognized my ability.
Walter just took his headset off.
Walter is no longer part of the podcast.
Yeah.
Warm in here.
Did you really? Did you audition?
No, I didn't actually. No, that's.
Oh, I was like,
you were like, I was really excited about this zany
this
happenstance.
Story.
Hold on, I'm gonna open the window.
No, that's never that didn't happen. But I'd like it to. I think I'd like to. I think it would be a fun movie to make a short film or something about a guy whose aim is to be in the NBA, but all he could do is get a position at the Washington Generals,
yeah.
And he's normally benched. Like, he doesn't even get to play.
Did you know? This is, I don't know.
I just gave that movie idea out to everybody who's listening.
Exactly. It's now in the public
domain. Go ahead,
domain.
Make it, and then tell me about it.
Tell me how it went. The Washington Generals actually beat the Harlem Globetrotters, like, in a legit error, like, in a non-scripted event.
Yeah, I think it was one game, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was, like, January something, 1975.
And I feel like I know that fact only because they just talked about it on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Is that how you knew it also?
They talked about it, and I was like, that seems weird. And then I read up on it, and I read a whole bunch of weird Harlem Globetrotters facts and stuff. So, yeah, get this. You ready for this, Walter?
Listening.
So, the Harlem Globetrotters dicked around so much that they had they were down by 12 points with 2 minutes left to the Washington Generals. So then they rallied back. So it was like 2 minutes of legit basketball where the Globetrotters were just like legit stealing the balls from the Generals and stuff like that. The reason why the Generals didn't completely just roll over is because they're not actually owned by the same company. They're a separate company. Like, Harlem Globetrotters and the Washington Generals are separate divisions that are, like, associated. But the Washington Generals are very clearly supposed to try to win.
Who the fuck wants to own a jobber team?
Well, it's just fun, fuck. You travel around all over the place and do that.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to be part of that?
But imagine how demoralizing that is on a certain level.
What, making kids happy? Yeah, I can see how that would be demoralizing to you.
Anyway, and then on top of that, too, apparently they do have contingencies where they'll fub the timekeeping and stuff like that. So there's a few seconds left, and the timekeeper was going to pause the clock, but then, like, couldn't get the clock to pause. So the end of
game... Sorry, the what to pause now?
The cock to pause.
Thank you.
Couldn't get the clock to pause.
J-Dub.
So, like, to let them sink another basket. So the buzzer just goes off, and it's like, final score, Washington Generals 100, Globetrotters, like, 99. And, like, apparently, like, children were crying.
That's so funny.
Like,
there's got to be video footage of that.
It was 1975. I don't know. Like, I don't think a lot of those games are filmed, man. Like, they're just charity things, basically.
That's so funny. That would have been amazing to see.
Like, and, like, they were, like, talking to, like, the guy there, like, Red Klutz, I think, who, like, was coaching the Generals or whatever. And he was like, he's like, it looked like we killed Santa Claus. Like, like, he was like, we like really didn't know what to do. And he's like, and the other, like, the Harlem Globetrotters coach was apparently, like, legit pissed because they were like, we just did not put out the product that everybody paid for. You know, he's like, we just fucking, like, fucked the ending of, like, the story that everybody knows.
That's so amazing.
I was like, that's really exciting. Yeah. Also, more Harlem Globetrotters facts with Keith. Bill Cosby has been on the payroll for the Harlem Globetrotters since 1972, getting paid $1 a year.
For what?
Being an honorary Globetrotter for his entire life, almost. Well, at least for the past almost 40-something years.
Schism.
Yeah, exactly. He's been on the payroll for...
You see, with the Harlem Globetrotters...
Exactly. Oh, you do Bill Cosby?
I don't know if I do it... Well,
that's pretty good.
What the fuck with your
phone? Can you give us a little more? I want to record. I'm actually digging my phone so you can record your Bill Cosby.
I don't think that's what you're doing.
Yep. Yeah.
You know that also there's a microphone in front of him and he's being recorded.
It's the whole thing is being recorded. But I want it for my own, like, for my own personal.
With the kids,
pretty much the worst.
Booping and the bopping and the beeping. Don't know what the jazz.
There it is. Okay, I got it.
This all about.
I got enough of my voicemail now. Good.
Fucking worse.
Hey, this is not Adam Ryder. But here he is doing.
Hey man, who's that cat coming down? I don't know, but it sounds to me like that Nipping man with the ball. He'll have himself a ball.
Did you Google Bill Cosby from Globetrotters?
Frizzle Frazzle.
Remix.
The Kodak Color Film.
All we gotta do is get the ladder on top of the other ladder, and I'll climb both ladders and get the slam dunk on the chicken.
My wife, she makes the food in the kitchen.
Right.
Put the ball in the pudding.
All right. You know, we've had a lot of laughs.
Coca-Cola will be around.
Real quick.
I apologized to Adam on numerous times. He did not accept said apology.
You weren't apologizing. Did you compliment him?
It is a problem.
Those were not apologies.
I complimented on
how. You know what? Hang on a second.
His awesome beard was to my beard.
If you will absolutely, actually apologize, I will accept that apology on one condition.
That doesn't seem like.
Now you're being impolite.
Just hear me out.
Okay.
I will accept a truce that I will know is an actual meaningful truce.
On the condition that we let you back on the podcast?
No.
I'm never doing this
on the
again.
Condition that you make a donation to my film on Kickstarter.
this is no chance of that happening.
Like, $5.
Oh my god!
You could literally put $1 into it, and I will accept it as a.
Do you accept traveler's checks?
I don't. You have to do it online.
Can you put up a greenback, Walter?
Can you put up a greenback?
And I feel like your audience would be happy to see that you, Walter, aren't a complete dick.
Can I put a personalized message?
I'm not sure.
Probably. I think you can comment
maybe.
On Kickstarter.
Okay. Sure. Is there a thing I want? Because I want it to be very recognized. I want my donation to be very prominent.
If it isn't, I see people's names. So if it's not for the public, I will take a screenshot of your donation and I will post it online.
Adam Ryder, I tell you this now. Make this as easy as possible for me.
Yeah.
Make this. I want to do very little.
Kickstarter.com.
Send me links.
Com,
send
and there
me links.
It is.
Give me a point by point instruction on how to do this, and I will do it.
We haven't listed here that you'll be making a donation.
I will not sincerely apologize, but I will donate to your.
You know what? I'll
one
take it.
One or two.
I'll take it.
To your surgery.
So this is your 33% done? The money?
I'm more than that, actually. As of right now,
soon
I'm
to be
like
35% with my sweet donation.
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly how much I am right
you're
now.
Getting a live update. Is this how many times do you check it? Is it now like obsessive compulsive to the next degree? You're
It's really tough not to check all the time. I am at 43% with $869 as a standard.
So you're raising about
I need $3,000. My goal is $2,000.
You're
going to
foot
here.
The other one?
No, I've already foot about $3,000 to $4,000.
Okay.
I need $3,000 more.
When did you start the whole deal? When did you start the Kickstarter?
6 days ago.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah. But it's an all or nothing thing. So if I don't make, my goal is $2,000. Okay. Online it says $2,000,
yeah,
and that's my technical goal. So if I don't reach that, I get $0.
But then does the money go back, or does Kickstarter just eat it?
Well, the money doesn't actually come out of your account until the fundraising campaign is over.
Okay,
so you kind of like pre-authorize that it's going to come out.
Okay.
If it passes $2,000, my goal, then it'll come out of your account on that day.
Do you have any cool incentives?
I got all kinds of cool incentives.
Tell us about
them. I have t-shirts and posters and DVDs, and I have a mixtape. You can get a mixtape of the songs that have been in my past films. The t-shirt's really cool. There's one of the most popular rewards is called the Drunk as Shit package.
Okay.
And for $20, I will get shit-faced drunk and then write you a handwritten note.
Huh.
And that's the most popular one. I can't believe it. But that's the one that most people are putting
money in. That works out, though, because there's going to be a bunch. You're just going to have to get shit-faced once and just write a bunch of notes.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch. It's going to be – I think it's getting to the point where I'll probably have to do it over a couple nights. I won't be able to do it all in one shot.
Because I think – like exactly. Like if it's like $30 for a t-shirt, $20 to make sure Adam gets shit-faced and writes me a note, I'm like,
nice,
$20. I will give less for that one.
Well, you can always donate more and then choose one of the lesser things. So you don't have to donate just $20 if you didn't want to.
Nope. That's what's going to happen.
There's another one that also people really dig this. For $50, I can be your dancing monkey. And so I will make a video for you, and I'll say and do pretty much whatever you want for 20 seconds.
I had a girlfriend who was into that. It was Cam Horrors. And that was...
yeah.
$50, 20 seconds.
I met her.
Did you?
Yeah. She could fit a whole chicken in her mouth.
Yeah.
She's in the other room, for God's sakes.
No.
You said past girlfriend.
Used to be a girlfriend. It's not my current girlfriend.
You
son of a bitch.
Walter.
I have a question for you real quick.
You
had the Halloween party deal at
your
place the other day. Who broke the wooden chair that we saw like dead in the photo there with Eric Chadich?
Who broke it?
Yeah.
I don't know who broke it originally, but it was definitely broken progressively throughout the night.
Because I remember interacting with that chair, with said chair, with Keith, and it not being broken.
It was progressively more and more broken by the end of the night.
And we left pretty late.
Yeah, we left pretty late.
And it was still like a chair when we left.
I'm not sure if I should say this. I'll say it just in case.
The ladder thief?
But the... What?
The ladder thief?
Oh, yeah. There's also the ladder. Yeah, somebody stole my ladder.
No leads on the ladder?
Which is no leads.
Are you sure that wasn't
weird.
Me?
I'm not sure
Had
that was
Had I thought
you.
Of stealing your ladder, I would have. But I was not in the capacity. Well, actually, I was.
You know,
it's pretty,
interesting.
I
hadn't thought
night.
About you until now, and now I think it's probably you.
The super funny part when you saw the steal the ladder, I was like, who the fuck stole the ladder? And then I remembered once that, like... When I was like 19 or 20, me and my friends in Dawson stole a ladder, and I was like,
"What were you actually hesitant about saying?
Idiots would steal a ladder." I was like,
I want to know what you were actually tentative about saying. What were you not debating to bring up the party?
About that chair thing. Is that the picture of Eric?
The little stage, the little stage
out.
Side.
That was we got downstairs and the chair was. Still together, but unsalvageable.
Oh, okay.
And we're like, you know, let's just break this chair. So we broke it, and then I was like, Eric, get down on the ground and pretend that you're – and put the beer still in your hand, and then we took a picture and –
That's good.
Because I'll be honest, even though I just said that whole thing that, like, you know, Keith and I were interacting with the chair, but we definitely didn't break the chair, and it definitely wasn't broken when we left. There's a small part of me that was like, we totally broke that chair.
We might have. Walter and I, like, wrestled.
You might have broken it to the point of
no. I don't think so. I really don't think we did.
I don't think that the both of us dressed up at wrestlers at a Halloween party resulted in any of us wrestling.
I don't think so.
There was almost a fire. Did you hear? Were you there? Almost.
What? I mean, we must have been there. We were there like almost four.
There was during Dead Messenger's set.
Okay.
The mixer that they had plugged into at one point just started firing smoke and flames out of it.
Wow. What?
And so they're in the middle of the song, and Roger, the singer and guitar player, just pulled the wire out. There was like a wire he just kind of yanked out, and it was all melted and everything.
Jesus
and luckily
Christ.
There was no fire. But
it's quick thinking from Roger.
Yeah,
I that was the night where I destroyed one of Walter's firm beliefs in pro wrestling. In pro wrestling, you know, when they kick. If you
note who's going on an extended diet
about
pro
wrestling
right now.
If you watch
right
when they do a kick, they're always like this. They slap their knee. They're like, and they kick. Walter did not know that.
I guess somewhere in my mind I knew that.
Exactly. Somewhere in the recesses of your mind. He still believes that it's real, so that's why he tries to block out any sort of...
First of all, don't talk about me in the third person while I'm sitting across from you. Second of all, fuck you. Yeah. Third of all, it's been a good podcast overall. I think we've got our good guests on. Let's get to five questions.
Let's not talk about the fact that Walter's lifetime obsession with fucking wrestling, he's never realized that they slap their legs.
I've noticed they slap the elbow. They're just like, boom. Yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense because there's no noise. Like when you're kicking, you're trying to time it with like as the foot goes past.
Oh yeah, no,
the
this
face.
Is purely like this is where you're gonna get it, motherfucker.
Exactly. I like making sure it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, yep, my elbow's still hard.
I don't know why, but it looks cool when you do it.
Five questions, which I think you've done before, so we're gonna find if longtime listeners of the show can cross reference and find out if Adam Ryder's questions have changed. As a child, Adam Ryder, what was your favorite plaything?
We actually asked him that. We've done this before.
Favorite plaything.
We've done this.
No, but like we did this thing where we asked the same guest the same set of questions.
Yep.
Can I just ask him five questions?
Except for the fourth, the fifth.
Sure.
You want to switch up questions? You want new questions?
Yeah, sure. We can do new questions.
Improvise Walter questions. But I'm questioning the first. Go.
What's the worst grass stain you've ever gotten on any article of clothing, and how did it occur?
The worst grass stain?
Yeah.
Quick. First one you can think of.
I'm trying to think of any.
Make it fast.
It's not something that that
Make
happens
fast.
Very often.
Make it fast. What did you flatten the worst on train tracks?
I don't think I've ever flattened any.
Well, this is a really bad series
these
of questions.
Questions are awful.
Have you ever bought a brand new iron?
No.
Okay. Fourth question. What's the worst iron you've ever purchased?
The worst iron I've ever. I don't think I've ever bought.
Question
an
the
iron
fifth
in my
comes
life.
From TJ Hazelden, our past guest.
The worst. Anyway, no,
we had TJ on. Did you know we had TJ on?
This should be question four. Yeah, our last guest who asked a question wasn't actually last episode, because last episode we did.
Why did we do the question with the wrestlers?
Because there was four of them.
What good of each then?
And never at the same time. It would have been like a zany whirlwind thing. We could maybe do it next time.
The fuck off your phone, Ryder! I'm sorry.
Fucking word. So we had like just two episodes ago, we had the star of the show you shoot.
Yeah, dinner with TJ.
TJ.
Yeah. TJ was a good guy.
TJ, he is a good guy. TJ also, is one of my favorite people.
He set.
Oh really?
Yeah.
He set the bar really high for guests. He brought us T-shirts.
He brought us
nice.
T-shirts.
Like, that's good. Really exciting. I was like, we've had, I think.
Then he gave me a gift after the podcast too.
Walter, you can get a T-shirt from me if you donate.
Seriously?
Yeah.
But how much though?
I believe the T-shirt package is $25.
So TJ's question.
If you have sex with two midgets, is it a threesome?
You have sex with two midgets,
is
it
a
threesome?
Yeah.
No. No, it is not. It is a two and a quarter-dom.
I gotta get me one of those.
Actually, no. His actual question. That was his first question.
That was like when pressed. He was like that. That's what he threw out.
He spit it out. He was like, no, wait. And it was
clearly on his mind.
Would you rather watch your parents have sex every night for the rest of your life? So you have to watch them have sex every night for the rest of your life, or join them once?
I reiterate, this was not my
or
question.
Join them once.
Just
who's,
once.
Whose question was this?
This is TJ's. This is TJ.
He just wasn't there. That's
he sort of
two
didn't.
Questions.
Well, no, the threesome thing was just a joke.
Oh, okay.
We think
maybe. It's hard
oh
to
my
tell.
God, would I? I would probably every night.
So this is a commitment, a lifetime commitment of yours.
Yeah, I have to like go there,
I don't
drive
think
to
so.
West
I
Island
feel,
every.
I feel that you could Skype it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Do I have to
you
watch?
You need to fucking travel to your
I think
parents.
The implication is in person.
What if your parents live out of town? What if they go on vacation?
I can honestly say this is the most horrific awful question I've ever had to answer. Good job, TJ. Only TJ would come up with a question this awful. Yeah,
almost like he knew it was going to be you.
Yeah. He like almost like, fuck you, TJ.
To be clear, he didn't. That was like a month
I know.
Ago.
It was like, there was no way so we could have planned this.
But that, I know.
There's okay. probably a lot of ways so, we could have planned
this. But I'm making the ruling that you can do it via video. Because really. Otherwise it's completely invasive to your life. Your parents go fucking to Europe.
No, I'm not arguing anymore. I don't.
Your parents go to Europe. You have to go to Europe with them. No, still it's not. Even, it's just not that like, you have to. But you can't look away. You can't be doing anything else.
How? Like, who's filming it?
Your dad. Okay. He just sets it up.
Okay, perfect. If my dad's doing it, I'll do it. I'm sure that it'll be blurry and or it'll be like.
No, but it's very good. It's all it's like HD. They have like HD. A 1080.
Do I have to watch the whole thing?
Yeah. And you're not allowed to. You have to watch the.
And how
completion.
Much pressure does this mean? My parents have to have sex every night.
If they don't have sex, you have to watch a rerun.
Also, strangely, every video will be labeled Christmas 93 on it.
It's yeah. on video, though. For some reason, I have
exactly.
to put it
if,
on beta.
If they're not having sex that night, you have to watch a previous night again. So you have to devote. And you're not allowed to do anything else, and you have to pay attention to the sex.
You've thought about this like well, in graphic detail. It's weird, actually.
TJ,
how much,
TJ
like,
set none of these parameters.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a better picture of your. Or, remember, the alternative, join them once.
Yeah, no, I will watch them.
So you'll give up the hour a day or whatever.
Because at some point, I will be desensitized to the fact that it's my parents, and I'll just be like, oh, look at those two loving people doing
those
it.
People are having, there's so
or
much.
Or good for mom and dad. I'll be desensitized to the faces and the sounds. All the. Oh, my God. Still awful, but if I had to choose, at least that one I could eventually grow to cheer them on.
Right.
And make sure that I'll get to see my parents every day. Yeah, and that's exciting.
That's nice. And then they talk a little afterwards. They're like, yeah, Adam.
Good technique today. That's really great. Good technique.
Sarah just buzzed at the door, pointed at Adam, and laughed. Yeah, TJ feels that. TJ feels that after a certain point, you would just cave and join them. Like
what?
Just,
so his plan is like if I just watch them do it all the time, eventually I'd be turned on?
No, or you would just be like, this is too much. This is the rest of my life. I'm like 40. I've been doing this for 10 years. I want this to end. Just jump in once and kill it.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm banking on all kinds of things. Like, for example, like I'm banking on the fact that like my parents won't. I mean, I wish they have long and healthy lives, but they.
No. Again, that's the videotapes for the rest of your life. They could be dead.
Oh,
you
wait.
Still
so,
have
like,
to watch it.
So if they miss it in, because. They're dead. I still have to.
Still have to watch it.
So for the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life.
I don't
yeah.
even think TJ had this in mind, man.
He said for the rest of your life. Watch it.
Yeah, I know, but I don't.
Th-
I think like you've taken
it
further than
sick.
He. Yeah. Keith's actually making this worse.
Yeah, I think Keith, you're just like, let's see. You're just trying to get me to say.
Hey, I have sex with your parents.
It's never gonna happen.
I feel like this is the most antagonistic moment of this podcast, well, and it's not
he's
coming courtesy
of me. Comedic
value,
and you are doing it because you're a dick, and that's the clear difference.
Yeah, that's about right.
That seems legit. So you're for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life, I will be happily watching my parents make sweet love to each other, then join in. Anyway.
Even I mean, once. I'm entertaining myself, so it's certainly for my own comedic value.
What?
You said he was doing it for comedic value, whereas I was doing it to be a dick.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly entertaining myself.
Well, yeah, that's the only one you're entertaining.
Hey now.
Oh.
And the legions of listeners, don't forget.
The legions.
Some of them. A lot of them write in.
A lot, of them
like,
are,
this podcast
a lot of them are Ryder
be a
fans.
Lot better
a lot of Ryder people out
a lot
there.
Of, there's a lot of Ryder guys. Adam Ryder guys listening to the podcast. So now it's your chance to possibly top that question.
When is the next episode going to be?
The next episode is going to come out beginning of December.
Beginning of December?
Yeah. You're going to be like week one, week two of December. It's going to be the episode you're
asking. I'm going to hope that it's coming out week one. Okay. And my question is this. Will you please donate to my film?
www.kickstarter.com.
Shitty question. Come on.
No, I think that's a really good question because then I can get your future guest to donate.
Okay, but that we're gonna give you the TJ Hazelden stipulation, which is that's the first question. Now what's the real question?
What's the real question? Okay.
So you had the midgets. You have
what's,
that.
What's the real question we're actually gonna ask?
Okay, well, you
we'll
know what?
Ask,
maybe
we'll
I should
we'll
ask,
ask
the question I asked last time, which you fucked up when you asked. You didn't
fuck
say.
That question. This is you're gonna get a lot of heat from Walter if you ask that question.
God, it was such a good question, but
oh no, not the duck thing. No, what was it? Was it the duck?
Yeah, it was. What's the difference between a duck?
Oh yeah.
But then you,
and I said, would you rather a duck?
See, I had actually forgotten all the reasons I was pissed off about that last podcast, and you're just bringing them all back to me, man. And you just
okay. So let me think of a
favors.
Better. I'll think of another, not a better question. Than the Kickstarter question because I think that's brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do your Kickstarter thing. Yeah, but exactly. We also have to account for the fact that since I'm not looking at a calendar, might be the second week of December.
We're going to hope that it's the... If it's the first week, you're going to ask it. If it's the second week...
Also, fuck calendars.
Yeah, calendars have been in our lives for way too long.
Right?
Telling us what to do. Fucking calendars.
I just found out my iPhone has a calendar on it.
On a scale of apple pie...
Right.
...to Pie the Movie...
Right.
...where apple pie is sweet and Pie the Movie is, like, really intense, where would you rate on... where would you rate on that scale the level of Walter's dickness?
This episode.
In this episode and or all episodes combined.
Here's the problem. The your scale goes from sweetness to intensity, which is a scale in and of itself, but it's kind of an abstract scale and doesn't really go
but
from
assholeness
like
a, is somewhere
really
on that scale.
But it doesn't really go from like
case in point what's happening right
there's
now.
There's not a negative extreme and a positive extreme. Okay, sweetness and intensity could both be construed as positive. All right,
so you want
positives.
An easier way to detail how
I,
much of a
I'd like
dick
a
you
scale
are?
That actually works. How all about right, that?
Okay, so from sunshine and lollipops to the trenches of the Holocaust.
Yeah, see, and that makes sense.
The worst.
It's awful.
I'm just saying. How about a functioning scale?
That, well, yeah.
Then that
so,
works, and that,
Kickstarter, and scale. Go to Kickstarter.
Go to Kickstarter, type
search
in
remain
calm.
Which I think is a soothing effect in its own. You're like, oh, I'm Kickstarter, what do I do? Remain
just
calm.
Remain calm.
Enter. Okay, that's what
and
I want to do.
Yeah, and it's very easy. You just follow the steps.
And is there a way that we can watch your the one that's touring?
I forget. Not
some,
right now.
Someone
no.
So-and-so.
Kate Westerson attempts to feel better.
There we go.
It's only going to be available online probably around February or March.
Okay.
I'm still waiting to hear if it gets into Sundance or Slamdance.
Okay.
We'll see.
So you have to hold on to it because do you like
yeah.
Fingers
do you,
crossed
do you,
for Sun Slam?
Do you lose eligibility or whatever if you put it up? Like is that the
yeah,
reason?
Yeah, some festivals they won't let you. Like all festivals have different kind of stipulations, but some of them, yeah, you can't release it unless it plays. You can't release it before they play it. So you can play at other festivals, but you can't like put it out online and stuff. It's not all festivals are like that, but
that's
most
weird.
Of the higher tier festivals are like that.
But if you did, what if
like
what
you can't
if you...
even have it play anywhere? It has to be. It's a premiere festival,
wow.
So like a festival like that, even if it shows at another festival, they won't accept it.
They're just like, no.
Yep.
So yeah, so you couldn't have like a screening party fundraiser or something.
No,
possibly because
no.
Then you'd be
but
like
you
violating.
You can actually get the thing is that I'll know whether or not I'm in that festival.
Okay.
And so if you donate and get the DVD, the Kate Westerson. Attempts to Feel Better will be included in the DVD that I'm selling as part of this Kickstarter campaign.
Okay.
And so if it gets accepted for some reason, if it magically gets accepted into Sundance,
yeah.
Then there'll be a slight delay on getting that DVD, and if it doesn't, you'll get it right away.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
And then if you're an actor,
well, we're doing auditions today. We'll see how it goes. And if I can raise enough money, then and I don't find what I'm looking for today, then I definitely have other options I can... Try to get
if someone donates $1,000, do they get a starring role?
Well, there's only two characters, and so probably not. It's not like there's no like
a DVD extra. You could have like a
yeah.
we'll film a scene with you for $1,000 that has nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah.
It'll be on the DVD.
You donate $1,000, I'll make you really happy. Yeah.
Oh, that
just
licking his lips. It's super weird.
My hands get really warm really fast. If you know what I mean.
Oh God. do you have anything else you want to throw in there, or are we? I know you're on a time budget.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah, I actually gotta go. Yeah,
all right.
But thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming
Keith,
out. One,
I really
one
appreciate
time.
You having me on the show.
In my home.
In your home. It's
I
really
do
great.
Cherish these
and
moments.
Then,
Adam, don't
so
ever
Keith
think I don't.
Keith is actually really generous to have me on his show.
Yeah.
And it's good that you have Walter as a guest a lot. Also, that's pretty cool.
Well, we'll do
pretty
this
charitable.
Again. We'll do this again. There'll be round three.
I win.
Exactly. It'll be like 6 months from now where you forget this experience,
and then it come
then,
again. I'm like, damn it! I keep doing this to myself.
It's like fucking Lucy and Charlie Brown. Fucking.
I'm just happy to be here. I'm just having a good time.
Thanks a lot for coming out.
It was a shoot.
That's Walter. That was Adam Ryder. Thanks a lot for coming to the show, Adam.
Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?